I got to roast William Shatner on Comedy Central a few months ago, which I appreciate that, but I'm about to tell you a story that you will not applaud for because it's pathetic. It's fucking pathetic. It was very surreal for me to get to roast William Shatner, and this is why. I went to a very liberal arts college, and it was one of those colleges that was all about, we produce well-rounded adults. Our English majors take science classes. Our science majors take English classes. We produce real human beings. So I was an English major, and I had to take a science class. So, and by the way, my knowledge of science to this day goes no further than salt is salty. There, that's it. That's it. That's all I know. So they had a class at my college, and I'm not making this up. It was called Physics for Poets. Hey there, theater fags and English queers. Put on some pantaloons and a scarf and take a bracing shot of absinthe and skip on down through a field of gillyflowers to the physics department where we'll teach you about the music of the spheres without using any scary numbers. And you can ask questions like, is the red planet Mercury like the crimson eye of Cerberus? Whatever, D'Artagnan, sit the fuck down. Let's just get you through this, okay? Fine, great. That works for you. And the class was taught by the head of the physics department, clearly doing a favor for the college. He's like, just get these guys through this, please do us a favor. And his hatred for us, oh my God, you could have drizzled that over pancakes, so thick and rich, his pure hatred for us and contempt. So, for the final exam, I've never figured this out, but for the final exam, I guess he decided I'll try to reach out to these wood nymphs and not be so mean. So he gave us, for the final, 5-word problems on the board, and he really prosed them up and sprinkled some English lit dust on them or something, tried to make them user-friendly. And one of the questions was, Captain Kirk is sitting on the bridge of the USS Enterprise. He tells Chekhov to fire the phasers. If the phasers leave the phaser banks going this fast and the Romulan ship is coming this fast, it was a distance and velocity problem in space. So here's how my friend tells it, because he and I are sitting in the very, very back of this auditorium. He says, suddenly, in the middle of the exam, you just stood up, walked all the way down to the front of the auditorium, to the professor's desk, and now you're right next to him, and you're saying something very specific and very angry, and no one can hear what you're saying to him. And then you walked away, and the professor's head just dropped, and he stood up, and he said, I've just been informed that Sulu fires the phasers on the USS Enterprise. If this made the question impossible to solve, I will change the name of the crew member, give your blue books to my TA. I'm gonna go home, sit in a hot bath, and open a couple of veins. Fuck all of you. I don't wanna live in this planet with you anymore.